Hi everybody, welcome for this meditation session. And for this meditation we're going to meditate on the name of God, which is Yahweh Melech. And you know, the Israelites believed that Yahweh was Melech. The word Melech means king. He was not just believed as a king over Israel, but over every nation on earth. They understood that the temple in Jerusalem was the earthly symbol of God's heavenly throne, and they expected a coming Messiah who would one day save his people from their enemies, establishing his rule over the whole earth. The New Testament presents Jesus as the King of Kings, whose perfect obedience ushered in the kingdom of heaven. For the last 2,000 years, God's kingdom has continued to spread through every nation, tribe, people, and language as men and women accept Christ's rule. Now, after listening to all this, what is our part that we need to understand? The book of Revelation chapter 1 says that by his blood he has made us kings and priests. Isn't this wonderful? It's not just God who is king, but we share in the same kingship. I've been again and again repeating, when we say God is king, we are supposed to also see that God is in us, within us, and that God has made us as kings. That God has made me as king. And so when we say the great I am, who introduced himself to Moses, the great I am says that he is Melech, we need to say that I am also Melech. I am also king. And this is wonderful, that in God's kingdom that we have authority today, we have power today, we have that kingship, that dominion. And when we meditate on the name of this God, name of God Yahweh Melech, we are meditating on the kingship that has been released in our life through Jesus by his blood. Jesus, by dying on the cross, he removed the illusion from our eyes and revealed our true identity. Today, we know for sure that we are kings on earth. We are kings in his kingdom, and his kingdom is already here on earth. Let me take you to Psalm 72, verse 1 to 3. It says, endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. He will judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. The mountains will bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. The word king over there means in Hebrew Melech. And this meditation, all that we're going to do is dwell in our identity as kings. We are going to soak in our identity as kings, and we are going to manifest that authority, that kingship, in every area of our life. So I want you to prepare yourself for this meditation. Take a comfortable position. Sit comfortably. Close your eyes and start breathing deep. Be conscious of your breath. Being conscious of breath is so important at this point. So I want you to breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Let your breath bring you to your now, to an awareness of who you are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and you are in Him. What are you doing? Sitting in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, you are out there to manifest your kingship, your dominion, your authority unto this earth. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. I'm going to take you through this guided meditation. This guided meditation is going to make you visualize true identity. Remember what you visualize, what you attach emotions to. Your visualization, when you attach emotions to your visualization and you visualize and you project your visualization with the strong emotions, your visualizations will manifest. I want you to see yourself this moment. The cross of Jesus, and Jesus hanging on the cross, and the blood of Jesus dripping from the cross. He's completely filled in His blood. The blood is dripping from the cross. And you are at the foot of the cross. And as you are at the foot of the cross, I want you to see that the blood is falling over your eyes. And as it falls over your eyes, I want you to feel the wet blood, the smell of the blood. See the blood covering your eyes, your face, your entire self. And as it goes into your eyes, it removes the illusion from your eyes and makes you realize that you are a king. You have been given authority, you have been given dominion, you have been given the rod of rulership. As you see the blood covering you, washing away that illusion which made you feel you are a servant, you are a slave, which made you feel you are a sinner, which made you feel you are good for nothing, that you are powerless, you are not in authority. All that illusion is just going away, evaporating right now. And as this is happening, as the blood is cleansing away your illusion, I want you to slowly see that this white light comes like over you, goes round and round over you, and completely transforms you right this moment. And lifts you up and makes you move into another dimension. You're going to another dimension called as the heavenly places. You're lifted up from that place of the cross. And you're just getting transported at the speed of light to another dimension. And this is the heavenly places. In this place, I want you to see you're sitting on a throne. I want you to sit, experience and feel the throne that you are sitting on. What is it to be sitting on a throne? What do you feel? How do you feel sitting on the throne? Get your emotions out right now. Get your feelings out right now. Sitting on a throne like a king. On the crown of your head is a crown of very beautiful, very precious, one of the most amazing crown is set on your head with jewels and diamonds and pearls and gemstones. There is no one on earth or no king ever had this crown, but you are having this crown. I want you to feel that crown and that weightiness and the heaviness of the crown on top of your head. When you move your head, you feel that crown, the weight of that crown. I want you to see, what are you wearing? You're wearing a kingly garment, royal attire. It's very royal, a robe of purple and red, and you are sitting with that royal attire decked with gold. You're wearing gold ornaments, gold chain, your hand is filled with gold, gold ring in your fingers, and in your hand you have a scepter. You have a scepter, a golden scepter, a strong, heavy golden scepter. Again, that golden scepter has gemstones and diamonds, and it's twinkling. It's beautiful. It's so precious. And now, I want you to see, what are you wearing? Your footwear. What beautiful footwear that you have. See everything about you, completely precious, decked up. Everything about you is royal. The throne that you're sitting, the scepter that you're holding, and you are in complete a feeling of authority, dominion, rulership. You have been made king. You are Yod-He, Vav-He, Melech. And in this place where you are seated on the throne, you have all around you the angels of God standing before you. And those angels are waiting to hear you, to send them to minister to you. You have angels of healing on one side, angels of miracles on the other side, angels of signs and wonders one side, angels of finances one side, angels of relationship another side, angels that bring wisdom and knowledge on another side, angel that minister to your relatives on the other side. All kinds of angels. They are there around you. They are waiting to listen from the king a command. There are warrior angels. There are angels moving swiftly all around you. And so now, I want you to breathe in and breathe out. I call upon each and every angel this moment. And you are going to send them in with the authority of kingship that you have. Work for you. Just want you to pray in tongues. Rapa raka rapa kara sheke tele brata sheke tele pronto. Leke si braka tata tata raka tele kesi kalama. Repa raba shete leke si karata la karatele. Lebe shete le mu shata rapa kara. Shada tata tata tata. Reke te 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 Sika rata tere bu shaba raka tele. Thank you, Lord. I want you to call upon the angels pertaining to healing. And I want you to release this angel that area where you want to manifest healing. And as you release this angel, I want you to work with your visualization and emotions and visualize and feel where you need healing, and you see that place healed. See the angels going and working and bringing healing. If you're praying for someone who wants healing, release these angels. Release these angels. These angels will be gone to that person and minister healing. I want you to see that person being well. If it is you, I want you to pray for yourself. Release the angel in your area, bringing healing into you. Just visualize that you're commanding your angels, speaking to them and sending them one by one, saying to your angel, go here, go here, go to this person, go to that person. And now breathe in. Say with me, Yo Deva. Next, we're gonna pray and look out for our angels of finances. We're gonna call upon the angels of finances. Angels of finances, this is the king, Melech, calling you, summoning you. And I want you to see these angels appearing before you. And I want you to speak right now. Say, go and get my finances. The word says, the wealth of the unrighteous shall be of the righteous. I summon you, angels, to go and get the wealth into my bank account, into my life. I want you to visualize and see these angels going and coming and getting finances and putting it into your account, putting it into your purse and wallet and cupboards, and you will see miracle money after this meditation. Breathe in. Yo de Now I want you to see and release angels. Release angels. Angels to bring justice in your life, to execute justice. These are warrior angels. They are going to execute justice. People who have been really affecting your life, you being sincere, you being innocent, they've been troubling you, affecting you, situation that are troubling you, affecting you. You don't want the situation to keep on troubling you, affecting you. You don't want these people keep on troubling and affecting you. You need to release this angel of justice. Your court cases, your legal issues, property matters. If you are right, angels of justice are ready to listen to the king. Now summon them, see them come before your eyes. Tell them where to go. They shall bring justice. Give you one for few seconds to imagine right now, visualize right now, and you are sending this angel to those people, to those situations where you need an execution of justice. Breathe in. Yo deva vimale. I want you to release angels where you want to feel secure, protected in your life. Where you want to feel protected over your family members. You want to see them safe from every calamity, every disaster. Remember, you are releasing this angelic frequency, this energy, this vibration. It's waiting to get, this wave is waiting to get collapsed. This quantum wave is waiting to get collapsed. It's the same thing, the angels, the waves. You are the king. I want you to bring to your mind right now, visualize every family member. They are completely protected, completely synchronized to the nature, synchronized to the earth, water, fire, and wind element, and completely protected. Each and every family member right now, see the angels being released. They are going and standing firm with protection into their life. Breathe in. Yo deva vimale. The fifth time we're going to breathe right now. I want you to bring before your life your career, your goals, your challenges, your job, your business, whatever you are pursuing to see success in your life. Bring to your mind, you need angelic ministry, you need synchronicity, you need frequency to be released in this area. Bring to your mind right now. Breathe in, breathe out, and see these angels going ahead, helping you achieve your goals. See yourself achieving your goals. See yourself being victorious. See your business prospering. See your job, you're excelling in your job. see yourself being successful person in your company, being successful in every area of your life, in your studies, in your education, in your career. Angels are being released right now because the King has said so. Breathe in with me. Yod He Vav He Mele. Now I want you to bring before you the angel of synchronicity, divine coincidences. These angels guide you, lead you, give you coincidences, signs, wonders, miracles. Synchronicities. Let all the angels of synchronicities come before us right now. And see now from onwards, there will be divine synchronicity in every area of your life. Synchronicity. Synchronicity in every area of your life. Breathe in. Yod He Vav He Mele. Last one, we're going to summon the glory angels, the manifesting angels, the miracle signs, wonders angels. We summon these angels, and these angels are going to throw signs and wonders all the time around us. Gemstones, gold dust, feathers, oil, every kind of manifestation that is possible. These angels are going to be released. These are glory, glory angels. See these angels now moving, throwing gemstones in every mystical tribe's house and families, throwing feathers, throwing signs like gold dust, throwing miracle money, doing unusual signs that people have not seen. Just visualize it right now. It's happening in every mystical tribe member, in every person's life who's listening to this meditation. Breathe in. Yod He Vav He Mele. Awesome. Bless you guys. See you soon. I just want to say, if you are new and you are newly listening to this meditation, and if you are not part of our mystical tribe, join in and be part of this mystical tribe community. Every morning 4:30 a.m. India time, we do collective consciousness prayer meditation, and we see amazing results in people's life, people having encounters and all that stuff. So if you want to join our mystical tribe community and this meditation community, it's a family. You want to join our family, I will share our details in the description below. You can click and message on the number or connect with me on Facebook and join a mystical tribe community. God bless you and have amazing experiences in your life.